kadar yapmış. Today we are blessed by the auspicious fortune of very special guest. I'd like to welcome His Grace Shripad Fakir Mohan Prabhu. Great scholar of the Vaishnava literatures. He has been serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission for the last 50 years or so, since he's been a small child. He has studied under many of the greatest leaders of the Gaudiya Sampradaya and has always been most loved by everyone. Amongst Vaishnavas, he's certainly one of the most popular people on the planet. His love for Krishna and love for devotees goes beyond any boundaries of sectarian spirit. He's a true well-wisher of our society. Recently we danced and chanted together in London and in Radha Desh in various parts of the world. He's a very great learned scholar of our scriptures, and especially he's noted as a historian of Vaishnavism. He has found within the scriptures, within traditions, many things that have been lost from Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He discovered the original deities of Radha Madhava that were worshipped by Thakur Bhaktivinod. He established the village where Bhaktivinod Thakur resided in Puri. He is one of the most beautiful kirtan singers, and we're so happy that he has blessed us today. I can speak long time about my great respect and deep friendship with Fakir Mohan Prabhu, but time limits us, so I request that everyone very enthusiastically welcome him to Sri Radha Govinda. Our welcome to you, Prabhu. If you remember, during Ratha Yatra, he was leading beautiful kirtans with us some years back in Puri. We also have one of the very dedicated servants of Prabhupada's society, Bhakti Rupa Prabhu, who has been very faithfully and humbly serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada in so many ways over the years. He's such a noble and responsible person in his service that year after year, the management of all the temples of India, all the leaders, they unanimously elect him to be the chairman of the committee for the ICC every year. Because for several reasons. One is he's the only person surrendered enough who really wants to do the work. And two is he's so competent and so cool-headed, even in times where nobody else could do like that. In so many ways, he was secretary for the GBC body for many years, very difficult task. He's one of the great, great emblems of loyal service that we can all be enriched and inspired by remembering. Let us welcome His Grace Bhakti Rupa Prabhu. We also have His Grace Vijay Prabhu. Where is Vijay Prabhu? Where? Please sit here. At least stand up. Vijay Prabhu is living legend of being a dynamic preacher and especially book distributor. He's been a very steady, committed brahmachari for about 24 years. And for all those years, he has been out in the front lines of Maya's abode, faithfully distributing Prabhupada's books. First in America, and in so many places all over the world. And although he's so humble and unassuming, he's very renounced, very learned, he's always happy to be without any position, without any external glory, and just go out to the people in general and give them Srila Prabhupada's books. Sometimes in colleges, sometimes in parking lots, sometimes in airports, sometimes at bus stations. Wherever people are, you will find Vijay Prabhu distributing books. And after so many years of such faithful, dedicated service, this year the GBC body selected him to be the minister for book distribution for the entire International Society of Krishna Consciousness. So we are all under his authority, so you should be very nice to him while he's here. He's really an inspiration to all of us. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Vijay Prabhu. While we are speaking on the glories of the sincere associates of Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to take the opportunity today to say a few words about my very dear and beloved senior godbrother and friend and master, His Holiness Sripad Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. I know that a few weeks ago, just after his departure, there was a memorial service to him held during the Sunday feast program. At that time, I was in Sri Mayapur Dham, so I was unable to attend. But devotees have requested me to speak due to their great love and respect for this great soul. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was affectionately known all over the world by his godbrothers as Goswami Maharaj, and by his disciples as Srila Gurudev. Upon his very sudden and shocking departure, the hearts of tens and thousands of devotees all over the world have been severely devastated in separation. The influence that he had in so many people's lives is profound. Practically each and every senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada had a very special and amazing relationship with Srila Goswami Maharaj. Unfortunately, in this material world, sometimes people really do not research their own hearts to understand how dear a person is to one's life until they are taken away from us. This is certainly the case, as there is an outpouring of tears flowing on all continents of the globe in separation from this great soul. A devotee who dedicates his or her life in the service of Sri Guru and Gauranga, that life is auspicious. And however inconceivable the passing of a devotee may be, we should understand that it is all auspicious. In Sri Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna the auspicious times and ways that a great yogi should leave this world, and the times that are in circumstances that are inauspicious to leave this world. But Srila Prabhupada explains very clearly in the purport, for a devotee who is surrendered to Krishna, all of this auspicious and inauspicious is irrelevant. Because a devotee is under the protection of Krishna. And whatever Krishna does for his devotee is all auspicious. As incomprehensible it may be to our material intelligence, we can really only understand the life and the passing of great souls on the basis of our faith in the words of the holy scriptures and the great acharyas. To speak about the enormous contribution Srila Goswami Maharaj offered to the world in Krishna consciousness, and the unparalleled dedication he had for Srila Prabhupada, is impossible for a small person like me to speak. If you read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita by Shripad Satsvarup Goswami Maharaj, if you read Servant of the Servant by Shripad Tamalkrishna Goswami Maharaj, in fact, Transcendental Diary, any of the biographies of Srila Prabhupada, you will find him most prominent personality by the side of Srila Prabhupada. In the very, very beginning days of our society, Srila Prabhupada took him like his own right hand to assist him and represent him in establishing the mission of his Guru Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj joined this movement in San Francisco in 1967. along with his very, very lifelong dear friend, Vishnujana Swami Maharaj. Immediately upon joining the temple, Srila Prabhupada saw in Goswami Maharaj a person who was willing to dedicate his life, a person who was willing to do anything and everything to help his spiritual master, and a person who had such intelligence and such competence that he could establish things that were practically impossible for anyone else to do. He immediately established Harinam Sankirtan on Prabhupada's instructions. This was the Hare Krishna movement in those beginning days. Srila Prabhupada wanted the devotees to dance and chant in the streets, and later to distribute Bhakti Godhead magazines. So, there was only a few people in San Francisco. I'm sure during the memorial service, Malati Devi Mataji explained how she and Shyam Sundar Mukunda Maharaj, Janaki, Gurudas Prabhu, and Jamuna Mataji, they established the first center in San Francisco. And Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj took that new center to greater heights of devotional service, greater heights of preaching. Srila Prabhupada had such a deep, intense burning to preach this message of Mahaprabhu out of compassion for the fallen souls. And he really understood the heart of his Guru Maharaj. So they started a wonderful Harinam Sankirtan party. When Srila Prabhupada saw the results, even at those beginning days, he invited Goswami Maharaj to be a leader of a world-traveling Sankirtan party. Prabhupada envisioned that he would travel with these devotees all over the world. They would do kirtan and he would lecture. So he took Goswami Maharaj to Seattle and then later went to Los Angeles. Los Angeles was a small, struggling temple at that time. Srila Prabhupada understood the power of Tamal Krishna Goswami's dedication and made him the president. And under his command, it became the largest, most dynamic temple in ISKCON. Of course, there was only two or three. So innovative, so fearless. Srila Prabhupada personally trained him more than anyone else in our society. Srila Prabhupada, through his letters, through his personal association, personally trained him in every possible detail of etiquette, of preaching, of management, of accounts. And he expected Goswami Maharaj to teach what he had given him to devotees wherever he went. When Srila Prabhupada saw how strict the Los Angeles temple was in the regulative principles, how enthused and happy the devotees were, how completely enlivened the preaching spirit was, how the distribution of Back to Godhead was the biggest in all of the world, He was so very, very satisfied. Prabhupada went to London, but he asked Goswami Maharaj to not only be in charge of Los Angeles, but to start temples all over the West Coast. And practically every week he was starting a new center. Center after center. When he saw things were having difficulty in San Francisco, he went there and established and sent new devotees. Srila Prabhupada was so very pleased, so grateful. In London, one of the most important of all cities in the world, those six great souls had established Krishna consciousness and were just preparing for a temple to open. But Srila Prabhupada personally called upon Tamalkrishna Goswami Maharaj to come, and as he has done all over the west coast of America, to inspire and train devotees in their Krishna consciousness and preaching, which he did. And in those early pioneer days, it was not difficult. I mean, it was not easy, it was very difficult to establish Krishna consciousness in the streets of the UK and America meant meeting all sorts of opposition from the police, from the law. And naturally, devotees become apprehensive when there's such opposition without a strong leader who can help one to become fearless. Srila Prabhupada entrusted Goswami Maharaj to be that fearless leader. And he really invoked such fearlessness into devotees' hearts. And thus, with him very much instrumental as Prabhupada's puppet, Krishna consciousness took very firm, solid roots in the UK, in London. But Prabhupada, he would write to him and tell him that I don't want you just staying in London. You should go to Germany. You should go to Paris. Establish the preaching there. There were already very small centers with few devotees in those places. Goswami Maharaj would spend months and months at a time in the personal association of Srila Prabhupada, being taught by him, being trained by him, and constantly being given very, very difficult assignments to fulfill. He invigorated the preaching in Germany. He invigorated the preaching in Paris. Then Srila Prabhupada called him back to Los Angeles. And he told him he was going to establish the GBC body. And he and just a couple other leaders, he actually inquired from them, who else do you think should be on this GBC body? And in this way, Srila Prabhupada established the Governing Body Commission to be the final authority for spiritual and managerial subject in our whole society. Srila Prabhupada was planning to go to India to establish the preaching there. He knew that that place would be very, very difficult for his relatively new Western disciples. Srila Prabhupada made Tamalkrishna Goswami the first GPC for all of India. and he personally took him. From Los Angeles, they went to Hawaii. From Hawaii, they went to Japan. And we know that wonderful story of how Tomo Krishna Goswami was such intimate relationship with Prabhupada. The two of them became a team to somehow or other convince the Dai Nippon printers to lower their prices. In this way, Srila Prabhupada very intimately taught Tomo Krishna Goswami how being a devotee of the Lord doesn't only mean chanting and dancing, but it also means being very, very intelligent to not waste 1 cent of Krishna's money, and how to defeat even materialistic persons in their own game of materialism in the name of Krishna. And Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj became very empowered in that line as well, which very few devotees are able or willing to do. In the beginning days of preaching in India, it was in about 1970 when they came here, Srila Prabhupada saw that the Western devotees were, although appreciated as dancing white elephants chanting in the streets, when it came to establishing our society, they were very easily cheated. And also, in this different culture, subjected to many diseases and oftentimes bewildering situations, Prabhupada actually depended on Goswami Maharaj to keep this yatra together and to make it strong. The things, the activities, the responsibilities that Srila Prabhupada did not entrust anybody but himself to do in India, he entrusted to Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Some examples. Just about a day and a half before Goswami Maharaj left this world in Mayapur, I was, for about 3 hours in the night, the two of us were speaking alone. For about an hour and a half we were walking together, and for about an hour and a half we sat in his room. And so many subjects were spoken. During that time he was remembering some of the challenges that Srila Prabhupada gave to him in preaching. I'll explain one of them. He said this was one of the most difficult services. In London, George Harrison agreed to give $19,000 to print the first publication of Krishna book. Now that Srila Prabhupada had a handful of sincere, dedicated devotees in India, he very much wanted to distribute this Krishna book profusely in India. Also, there was being arranged various pandal programs in places. So this would very much establish the credibility of our society. So he wanted it in time for these pandal programs, which were coming very soon. He sent devotees to pick up the Krishna book at the docks in Calcutta. But at that time, there was a strike amongst the dock workers. And for those of you who know how things are in India, and actually all over the world. Where there is strike, there is mafia, there is gundas, there is risk of life for anyone who tries to interfere. So anyone, they would not allow anyone to go into the ports, the workers, the customers, whatever was on the boats remained there. Nothing was allowed to come out and no one was allowed to cross the lines at the threat of death. So it was an impossible situation to get the books. And it appeared the strike was going to go on for a long, long time. The most violent, demoniac people were there to uphold this political campaign. So Srila Prabhupada turned to Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and said, "I want you to get those books immediately." So he went there and he saw the situation. How could anyone, there was like thousands of kilos of books, how do you just get it out of there? So what to do? So what happened is he started going to various political parties, different ministers in Calcutta, and every one of them said, "Impossible, we cannot go near that strike. Nothing, nobody could reach those docks." So what would you have done? He could have written to Prabhupada and say, "Prabhupada, impossible, it cannot be done." But he understood Prabhupada wanted those books. This man was the very embodiment of determination. Unflinching determination to serve his spiritual master. Now he had only been in India for a few weeks, hardly a couple months actually. So he didn't know how India worked. And for those of you who live in India, you know, to get anything done in India politically, you have to know how India works. But for him, it just had to be done. So he approached every possible authority in Calcutta, and they all told him, "Impossible." He went to Delhi by trains, third-class trains. While in Delhi, he was going to small people, to bigger people, to bigger people. He just wouldn't give up. Finally, he ended up, after days and days and days of just from early morning till night visiting different government officials, he landed in the office of the Minister for Imports and Exports for the whole country and got him to sign papers to release the books. As an extreme emergency measure. Then he went to Calcutta and went to the local people with this order from the federal minister. And the books were released in time for the Cross Maidan first major Pandal program here in Bombay. He was also one of the devotees who, with Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Giriraj Maharaj, who were the leaders in setting up this major program. It was incredible. About 30,000 people coming every day. I believe Shyam Sundar Prabhu was in charge of advertising, Giriraj Swami fundraising, Tamal Krishna Maharaj managing various so many aspects, permissions, the grounds and everything. So it was there at the Cross Maidan Pandal program that I had the opportunity to first meet Tamo Krishna Goswami Maharaj. I will tell you my first meeting with him. I was way back amongst 30,000 people. Madhudvista Prabhu was leading a kirtan on the stage. Prabhupada was sitting on the stage on his beautiful Vyasasan. And then Gurudas Prabhu, he came all the way to the back of this whole big crowd and took me by the hand and said, Prabhupada wants you to sit near him. And he took me all the way to the stage and put me just a few feet from Prabhupada's Vyasasan. Srila Prabhupada led kirtan, then gave lecture. And as he was leaving the stage, he passed right within inches of where I was sitting. So I went to touch his lotus feet to take the dust to put on my head. At that time, Tama Krishna Goswami Maharaj, being the GBC, he chastised me. He didn't shout, but his voice was so strict that it was like a thunderbolt on my heart. He said, "No one touches Prabhupada's feet." Just when my fingers were just hardly an inch away from his feet. So I did not touch. Being a sadhu living in various holy places, I thought it was the tradition of honor to touch someone's feet. But he told me, "No one touches Prabhupada's." So I felt so ashamed and offensive. Then Prabhupada looked at me and smiled and said, "You can touch my feet." So I placed the dust of his feet on the top of my head and Prabhupada rubbed my head and said, "You can sit here each day as you like." During that Pandal program on several occasions, Tamal Krishna Goswami, who was then a householder, he preached to me in various, very creative ways. So creative I couldn't understand. But he was very, very compassionate, very kind, very loving. Of course, I did not join the movement then. I went back to the Himalayas. And later, by Krishna's grace, I was living in Vrindavan. And about 6 months later, while living in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada came. So I stayed with the devotees during Prabhupada's visit. And Prabhupada, every morning, he would give Srimad Bhagavatam class. And then after breakfast prasad, he would take devotees in the morning to various holy places and lead us in parikrama. We went to Barsana, Nandagaon, the seven temples of the Goswamis, Radha Damodar temple. We went to Mathura, Gokul, Mahavan, various places. And Prabhupada would tell us wonderful stories and the significance of the places. He'd have us do kirtans. Then we would have lunch prasad. In the afternoon, Srila Prabhupada would sit in his room and just give darshan for several hours to guests, his godbrothers, Goswamis, Brijavasis, and friends that he had. At that time in the afternoon, Prabhupada ordered that all the devotees, if they didn't have specific services, they should do Harinam Sankirtan in the streets of Vrindavan. But at that time, I accepted Prabhupada as my Guru Maharaj. But I still had long matted hair and was dressed like a Himalayan sadhu. So I sat in Prabhupada's room for his darshan. And I was the only devotee there. Prabhupada was meeting so many friends and guests. And one day, Tamal Krishna Goswami saw me there. He was GBC. Prabhupada was, at that time, I was the only one in the room with Srila Prabhupada. I wasn't saying anything. I was just watching and listening. And he said, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj said, no devotees are allowed to stay in the darshan with Prabhupada. Everyone has to go out on Sankirtan. And I took one of my matted strands of hair and showed it to him and said, I am not a devotee. I am a guest. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj looked at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada looked at him and smiled and said, let him stay. Years later, I reminded Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, about these incidents. And he laughed. He remembered them. He laughed. He said, Srila Prabhupada was always doing that to me. He said he would give me an instruction to follow, and then he would tell me how I had to train devotees, how I had to discipline devotees, what I had to do. And then when I would do it, so many times, he took the side of someone else. He said, but that was my service. He said, I did not mind being embarrassed. I didn't mind being contradicted. I did not mind being defeated. I didn't mind Prabhupada making a complete fool out of me in public, that I say one thing and then he says no, other thing. He said that was Prabhupada's priority, to treat me in any way he wanted. I was simply there to carry out his instructions. And it was his will, you know, whether he wanted the instruction carried out or not, but it was my duty to do my best to carry it out. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj really fit the description that Srila Prabhupada gives of a great soul. That according to the circumstances, they can be hard as a thunderbolt or soft as a rose. When the need was there, there was no one in the entire International Society for Krishna Consciousness that I have ever heard of that could be more like a thunderbolt than Goswami Maharaj. He could be so strong, so strict, that people would tremble in fear in his presence. But simultaneously, his heart was so soft, it was so loving, it was so generous, it was so humble. That was his nature. And Srila Prabhupada saw those qualities in him and personally energized him and empowered him to be his personal representative. I believe it was in Germany that Srila Prabhupada actually entrusted Goswami Maharaj to be the first Western person in history to install deities of Radha and Krishna in a temple on his behalf. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was one of the devotees who lived in abject poverty, facing all kinds of diseases and difficulties to establish Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Temple in Juhu. He and His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj were a team. They would go out to preach. to raise funds, and also to bring people to meet Srila Prabhupada and become members of our society. Srila Prabhupada had a very, very great desire to start a center in Mayapur. There was a piece of land that Srila Prabhupada really wanted to purchase. Srila Prabhupada sent some of his best men who were in India to purchase that property. But there was such opposition, it appeared impossible. Goswami Maharaj personally told me this story that night. He said that Prabhupada sent devotees, and the parties that were opposing Prabhupada to buy that land, they convinced the owners of the land not to sell it to us. They convinced our own lawyers that we shouldn't buy it. And they even convinced every devotee that went on behalf of Prabhupada that they shouldn't buy it. Upon Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. In Mayapur, Sripad Brahmananda Prabhu, one of the senior most members of our society, with tears in his eyes, he told me the reason why Srila Prabhupada asked Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj to go to Mayapur is Prabhupada knew that no one else in the whole world could do it except him. Prabhupada gave him the money. He taught him how to tie a special with a piece of cloth, like a dhoti, to make like a money belt to wrap around him, because he knew there would be all kinds of dacoits and robbers in this area. And he went persistently for days, although there was every type of opposition. He had to oppose our own lawyers, the people wanting to sell the land, and he convinced everybody that it must be done. And then when it came time for the transaction, they were sitting in this little office, dirty little office, and because it was somewhat of a large sum of money, the persons who were buying the land, who were farmers, they had several people with spears to guard anyone from taking the money from them. And they had the lawyer from the other side, every single rupee note, they had to copy by hand the entire serial number. It took hours and hours and hours. Finally, the deed for that property was in Goswami Maharaj's hands. And he immediately went back to Calcutta, where Srila Prabhupada was waiting. He became in the very middle of the night. Every single devotee was sleeping. The entire temple was pitch dark, but there was one light on in Srila Prabhupada's room. Goswami Maharaj came in, offered his prostrated obeisances. Srila Prabhupada immediately smiled and said, "I have been waiting for you. What happened?" This historical event Goswami Maharaj handed the deed to the land in Mayapur to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, the land is yours. Prabhupada got up with tears in his eyes and embraced him and said, thank you very much. Now you should go take rest. Goswami Maharaj was so much Prabhupada's man in every circumstance. He would oftentimes like to tell the story of the mistakes he would make in serving Srila Prabhupada and how Srila Prabhupada would correct him or chastise him. This is the sign of a disciple who was really simply depending on the mercy of Guru and trying to be instrumental to Guru. During the great mysterious pastime of getting the property where Radha Ras Bihari Temple now is in Juhu, there was many very, very difficult challenges. And at one time, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, really thinking he was doing the best thing for Prabhupada, made a mistake. And Srila Prabhupada had to come here directly and personally to rectify that mistake. And after that, they would be preaching to some of the most affluent, important, peaceful in Bombay. Prabhupada would be in the room speaking to them. He would call in Tamal Krishna Goswami. And Prabhupada would introduce him. He said, this is Tamal Krishna Goswami. He is a great fool. Hare Krishna. This was one of the favorite stories that he would love to tell about Srila Prabhupada. Just like Lord Chaitanya, when he was talking to Prakashananda Saraswati, he was very happy to say, my Guru Maharaj told me I was a fool. And like Srila Prabhupada, his first meeting with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would say, my Guru Maharaj defeated me. In the same spirit, Goswami Maharaj would love to tell the story of how Prabhupada would publicly address him as a great fool. But Prabhupada did it with such affection, with such love. It simultaneously embarrassed and purified Goswami Maharaj and melted his heart with love. Goswami Maharaj had such a deep desire to please Srila Prabhupada. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kutopi. He really had complete faith in this principle. He would be willing to do anything, go anywhere, take any risk to please his beloved spiritual master. And because Srila Prabhupada saw this in him, such unconditional dedication, he personally trusted him in the most difficult, important, and crucial issues of our society. It really is the perfection of a disciple when the spiritual master has so much faith, so much trust in you that he can do anything and knows that you will never leave him. Anything in Krishna's service, of course. When the spiritual master has so much faith in your integrity, your honesty, your loyalty, that he can literally entrust you to do anything, anywhere, and have complete confidence. It was for this reason that Tamal Krishna Goswami was like Prabhupada's right hand. Another one of his favorite stories he would love to tell. In Mayapur, one devotee was speaking during the memorial service. He asked Goswami Maharaj, "What is your favorite pastime with Srila Prabhupada?" He explained one of them. He said, "We were sitting together in Los Angeles." This was when he was president at that time. And Goswami Maharaj was such a powerful leader. When he managed, he really managed things. He was a commander in chief in Prabhupada's army. Wherever he went, Prabhupada established him like commander in chief. To establish standards, to expand preaching, to enliven devotees. So Prabhupada explained how in this universe, how from Mahavishnu, so many millions and billions unlimited universes are coming. And in each universe, there are so many planets. And in this planet that we're living, there's so many continents. India is one small part. I mean, America is one small part. And in America, California is one small part. Los Angeles is one small part. La Cienega Boulevard is one small part. And this Hare Krishna temple is one little house on La Cienega Boulevard. And within this temple, Tamal Krishna is one small person. And yet he is thinking that the whole universe is being controlled by him. He would love to tell this story. Instead of boasting about the wonderful, extraordinary things he did for Prabhupada, he would prefer to talk about the times Prabhupada would chastise him. Because his spirit was always being the subordinate, instrumental service of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada prayed on Jaladutta to Lord Krishna, "Please make me a puppet, make me a puppet. You make me dance as you like me to dance." Goswami Maharaj was Prabhupada's puppet. And Prabhupada made him dance in such extraordinary ways. Year after year after year. Goswami Maharaj became very sick in India and requested Prabhupada to allow him to go and expand preaching in America. He was so enthusiastic to fulfill Prabhupada's desires. Prabhupada's desire for book distribution was so great. He would personally see with his own eyes how Prabhupada would spend hours and hours and hours every evening translating the great Vaishnava literatures. Prabhupada would often tell him that it is my desire that yourself and the other leaders will take responsibility for the whole society so that I can do my most important work of translating these books. There was nothing that gave Prabhupada greater joy than seeing his devotees excited to distribute those books. Because Prabhupada said, I am not the author of these books, Krishna. Krishna is the author of these books. I'm just the instrument. So upon seeing Prabhupada's very, very great longing to see his books distributed widely all over the world, he went back to America. At that time, book distribution was just beginning to develop nicely. But Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj brought the enthusiasm and the level of book distribution to a level it had never seen and has never seen since. He met his dear friend Vishnujana Maharaj and they established the Radha Damodar Traveling Sankirtan Party. Vishnujana Maharaj, along with Kirtanananda Maharaj, established the Radha Damodar Party. They had these beautiful deities of Sri Sri Radha Damodar, brass deities, maybe about 2.5 to 3 feet high. And they put them in a bus and were traveling all over America doing cultural programs. And when the devotees wrote to Srila Prabhupada and got his permission to have the deities traveling on the bus and how Radharani and Krishna were tied with ropes so that they wouldn't move when the bus moved, Prabhupada said, oh, you should name him Radha Damodar. He is bound in the waist by ropes. So it was such an experience. They were going to colleges and to parks and to towns and having so many wonderful festivals. And then Kirtanananda Swami was sent by Prabhupada to New Vrindavan to establish that. And when Goswami Maharaj came, he had the vision to make the Radha Damodar Traveling Sankirtan Party a party that will change people's lives by the hundreds, make them devotees, and distribute millions of books. There was only a few people on one bus. I remember that one bus had a fire before Goswami Maharaj when he was still in India, and Vishnujana Maharaj came to New Vrindavan to spend about 1.5 months during that time when the bus was being fixed. And every night, myself and two other devotees would sit and talk to Vishnujana Maharaj from 8:30 at night until midnight. Every night for 6 weeks. So we became very, very close with Vishnujana Maharaj. Shortly after that, Tamal Krishna Goswami joined, and soon there was one bus and it was growing and growing like anything. I think it was in 73 or 74 they came to New Vrindavan for Janmashtami. And there was a barn for cows just built at New Vrindavan. And the upper part of the barn, just above the cows, was just a big empty area that they were going to make rooms for grihastas. Actually, all the grihastas lived in those rooms in the barn, in the goshala. And most of the children, now they're in their 20s and 30s, most of them were born in the goshala. Anyways, when Radha Damodar Traveling Sankirtan Party came, they wanted to have a fantastic festival for Radha Damodar. And devotees were coming from all over the world to celebrate. So they set up an altar on top of the barn, the goshala. the cows, they were going like that. And there was Vishnu Jana Maharaj all day long was doing kirtans, and Tamal Krishna Goswami was preaching. At that time, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was becoming very famous for attracting every good brahmachari to leave their temples and join Radha Damodar traveling sankirtan. He had such empowered capacity to preach and to convince people. So Vishnu Jana Maharaj, who knew me, he was very affectionate toward me. He decided to bring me into the bus to meet Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So I hadn't seen him since India. And in India, I just remembered being chastised by him. So he took me by the hand and brought me into the bus and introduced me. And we spoke for some hours, just the three of us. And he was so kind and so loving. Just completely melted my heart. But I was amazed because he didn't ask me to join his party. The other leading brahmacharis, he asked them to join his party. Just a couple days before he left us, we would go in the afternoon. Sometimes I would join him and the two of us would go to the Ganga to take bath. And one day he was performing the last rites for one of his disciples who had left from China, I believe. And Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangari were doing all the rituals. And I said to Goswami Maharaj, you know, last year I performed this same ritual for our dear godbrother Param Brahma. Do you remember Param Brahma? He said, yes, I remember him. He said he was the leader, the president of all the brahmacharis at New Vrindavan in those days. He said, yes, I remember. I said, you preached to him so strong to leave New Vrindavan and join Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party. But he didn't leave. And he smiled. He said, he's about the only person that I wasn't able to get. And I said, Maharaj, why didn't you try to get me? You spoke to me 3 hours and you never even hinted to me that I should join you. Is it that I was so useless and worthless you thought I would just be a liability to you? He said, no. He said, I knew that you were so committed that you would never leave your prescribed duties. I think he was being polite as a great Vaishnav, but in truth he saw I was useless. This Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party, Vishnu Jana Maharaj, he was like an ocean of divine sweetness. He would sing so beautifully. He had such emotion. He had such love for Radha Damodar and such compassion for the fallen souls. He could hypnotize and mesmerize crowds of people who were just gross materialistic sinners. He had that power. He would just go to some public place and start leading kirtan and just capture everyone's hearts. Then he would just speak a few words with such love and such concern. He would say, now, everyone, let us bow down to Sri Radha Damodar. And hundreds of people who never met a devotee in their lives, just under the spell of his compassion, would all bow down to the deities, accepting that the deity was God. That was his power. When Vishnu Jan Maharaj was joined by Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, what a team that was. Vishnu Jana Maharaj was just a very spontaneous preacher. Kamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj was someone who was systematic, managerially expert in everything, and dynamic philosopher and preacher. I've heard so many stories where they would be having some public program on a campus lawn or in a park, and people would be attracted to Vishnu Jana Maharaj's beautiful kirtans, and he would speak for a few minutes, then the devotees would bring that person into the bus to meet Goswami Maharaj. They stepped into that bus not knowing what would be their destiny. Some of those people figuratively never left the bus again. They'd go into that bus just a student on their way to class. And after speaking to Goswami Maharaj, they had shaved head, dhoti, tilak, and they were out. They were with the bus as it drove off, ready to go out into the parking lots 10 hours a day to distribute books. Yes? This happened dozens and dozens, I don't know how many times. Some of the most powerful devotees in our movement, that's how they came to Krishna consciousness. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, what a preacher he was. Because he so lovingly and analytically studied Srila Prabhupada. He was with him personally for so many months and so many years. He understood his mood. He understood his style. Goswami Maharaj, he had such compassion, he had such love, he had such concern for each person that he would melt their hearts. But at the same time, his intelligence was so clear that he would speak to them and totally penetrate to the core of their hearts and dispel every possible doubt. He would literally, by his love, his concern, and his intellect, he would just have complete control of people's lives. Never seen anyone who can do this like this. Whatever argument, whatever question, whatever doubt, he would just completely dispel. He would instantly, in a matter of minutes, sometimes hours, convince a person to forever leave the material world and dedicate their life to the loving service of Radha Damodar. In this way, Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party, they had huge city buses. Greyhound buses are the biggest buses in the West. Bigger than any buses in India. One bus, two buses, three buses, four buses. How many? Just bus after, just kept expanding. Each bus was filled with brahmacharis, and each bus had several vans that would go along with the bus because there were so many devotees. And these people just lived for years out of their buses and vans, just preaching, distributing books. This way, Goswami Maharaj and Vishwajana Maharaj traveled throughout the entire United States of America preaching and distributing books. Srila Prabhupada came to America. There was problems in India. Prabhupada sent some of his best managers from all over the world to help in India. They all failed. Prabhupada called to Malkrishna Maharaj and said, there's no one else except you who could do it. You have to go back to India. Goswami Maharaj was just so much absorbed in the mood of developing this Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party. He said to Prabhupada, that, you know, this is such an important project. And Prabhupada said, no, you must go back to India. Then Prabhupada said, what results have you gotten? This is a famous story. So Tamal Krishna Goswami was so expert, he had everything lined up. He had all the new brahmacharis, freshly shaved up, beautiful tilak, nice saffron clothes. Each one of them had a long stem rose in their hand. Dozens of these brahmacharis came into his Prabhupada's room offering prostrated obeisances and offering the rose to Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj said, this is my offering to you, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada smiled and said, this is preaching. And gave him all blessings to continue Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan. Radha Travelar traveling Sankirtan party, to that, there was no project in ISKCON's history at that point that made so many devotees and distributed so many books. At one time, I think that Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party was distributing more books than practically the entire world of temples put together. He knew that Prabhupada wanted this. And his determination and his love, he was empowered to do a great miracle. Srila Prabhupada would call him to be his personal secretary, especially in India. And oftentimes traveling all over the world with him. The letters that Srila Prabhupada would write to Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, one of the repeated themes was how Prabhupada would express to him how he had complete trust, how he had complete faith in his dedication and in his devotional service, the perfection of a disciple is to gain that confidence from the spiritual master. During the last months of Srila Prabhupada's Leela, Goswami Maharaj was 24 hours a day at Prabhupada's side. There's so much to be said, but it's getting late. But I'd like to quote Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. During the last months of Srila Prabhupada's manifested life, it was the two of them, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj and Srila Goswami Maharaj, who were always with Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Charu Maharaj told me that every morning, first thing in the morning, he would be right there to meet Srila Prabhupada, to give him his medicines, whatever. He told us that every morning, the first thing Prabhupada would say to Bhakti Charu Maharaj, where is Tamal? Please bring Tamal. Goswami Maharaj would sometimes be sleeping. Bhakti Charu Maharaj would say, Prabhupada is calling for you. Immediately he just get up and run to Srila Prabhupada's room, offer his obeisances, just at his beck and call, ready to do anything and everything for him. Prabhupada would give him instructions on critical subjects which were burning in his heart during his last months. Sometimes he would consult him. Sometimes he would speak casually to him. How dear he was to Srila Prabhupada. During Prabhupada's last days, how many of us did Prabhupada every day say our name and call for us? In our whole society, there was one person Prabhupada depended upon in that intimacy, and that was Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. When Srila Prabhupada left this world, devotees were devastated. Most of the devotees in our society were still quite young, in their 20s or 30s. And it was not only utterly heartbreaking, the separation the devotees were feeling, but also cast people in great confusion. What are we going to do personally to spiritually survive? How is the society going to be sustained without Srila Prabhupada? There was rivers of tears flowing from everyone's eyes. It was Goswami Maharaj, more than anyone else, who took the lead to actually organize and manage the samadhi ceremony for Srila Prabhupada. If he wasn't willing to be strong at that time, the rest of the devotees' presence would have been lost. Some devotees criticized, while everyone was crying and mourning, you were just managing and organizing. But when they put Prabhupada's body in a chair, or however it was, in front of, next to the tamal tree, to have the darshan of Sri Krishna Balaram and Radha Shyam Sundar, Keshav Bharati Prabhu told us that Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was fanning Srila Prabhupada's body with the chamara. And tears were pouring out of his eyes, shooting out of his eyes, so much that the tears would just knock his glasses onto the floor. He would keep having to catch his glasses and try to put them back on, and the tears were just pouring. Such a personality. When it came to serving Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, he was willing to somehow or other restrain his emotions and do the needful. But when the opportunity was suitable, the unlimited intense separation poured from his eyes. In Srila Prabhupada's will, there was a controversy. It went to the courts. And it was very much Goswami Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj. They had to come to India and fight in the courts to defend Prabhupada's property. One of the instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave to Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj before he left this world was to establish preaching in communist China. Very difficult place. devotees had not ever been. Dangerous place. For most of us, not a single devotee in China, and we're told to establish the Krishna consciousness movement in China, what would you do? Who would probably justify that it's impossible and never go? But he went. He had such determination to serve Srila Prabhupada. He went to China. The mainland China. Undercover, underground. They would rent a big room in a hotel. They would go out to parks and streets and have little kirtans and meet people. He just went with one or two of his disciples. Then he'd preach to people and invite them to the hotel, which was what they were using. It's like a little temple. People would come to the hotel room. They would have little kirtan. Goswami Maharaj would preach to them with a Chinese translator. And people who never heard of the Krishna consciousness movement before in their lives, just by one sitting with Srila Goswami Maharaj, they would become devotees. Chinese people. And dedicate their lives to the mission. And then they would be dancing and chanting in the hotel room and serving out big feasts. The owners of the hotels would hear chanting and dancing, and he'd smell all kinds of things cooking, because they'd have to bring their own cooking stoves, and all these things were not allowed. So they would be asked to leave. So they'd go to another hotel and do in another hotel. They could never, these devotees, Goswami Maharaj, could never go back to the same hotel twice. They established preaching in Hong Kong. Thousands of people by his influence became devotees in the Philippines, in Fiji. And in communist China today, there are thousands of people who are Krishna conscious devotees. Very much due to that initial sacrifice of compassion that was made by Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. When Srila Prabhupada came to America, he came to establish an entirely new frontier of preaching Gaudiya Vaishnavism. No Gaudiya Vaishnav had ever been to America to establish this philosophy. It was very similar for Goswami Maharaj to go to mainland China to establish Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. A brand new frontier. A country with over 1 billion people. A place where religion is outlawed. Communism. This year in Mayapur, about 30 Oriental people from Taiwan came to Sri Mayapur Dham simply to have the purifying darshan of Srila Goswami Maharaj. It became one of the highlights of the whole festival for all of us to see these people coming from the Chinese nations, chanting and dancing in the temple. Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. During Prabhupada's life and after Prabhupada's departure, was the puppet in his hands to do the impossible. One of the most successful devotee communities in all of America, in all of the Western world, is Dallas and Houston. Large congregation, beautiful temple in both places. Those devotees there, year after year, were personally trained and nourished by Srila Goswami Maharaj. Two of the most important temples of our society in the Western world. Due to various reasons, he was encouraged by some senior godbrothers to take to the academic field. What can I say? Whatever Goswami Maharaj applied his mind to, he could do the impossible. Whether he went to China, whether he was distributing books, whether he was getting land for Prabhupada, whether he was raising funds for Prabhupada, whether he was establishing kirtan for Prabhupada, whatever he did, he just excelled all. So here he was, about a 50-year-old sannyasi guru who went to college as an undergraduate, working on his bachelor's degree in Texas in religious studies. His presence overwhelmed that college, and it was a Christian college, to such a degree that the teachers, the staff, the faculty, gave him, an undergraduate student, his own office next to all the other professors. And when they were discussed, the teachers, all the teachers knew that he knew more about the subjects than they did. If a student were to ask a question that was difficult for the teacher, he just turned to one of his students at the desk. He said, "Ask Goswami Maharaj." That's what they called him, Goswami. He said, "Ask Goswami." So Goswami was not just a student, but the teacher was asking him, the teachers were asking him to help teach the classes. As an undergraduate, he was writing papers. And those papers were so academically, philosophically profound. There is an academy for religious studies in America, where the greatest scholars of America and the world come. Guided so many others to be PhDs. They're the people who actually present papers. Goswami Maharaj, an undergraduate working on his bachelor's degree, was asked to attend the Academy of the American Academy for Religious Studies to present papers to the greatest scholars in the world. And they were applauded. He was getting awards for them on several occasions. When he was a student, he was winning every possible academic award. In fact, he received the award of the topmost student of the entire university. And his professor would come to the temple for his Vyas Puja. And he publicly said that I'm also like his disciple. And he would offer beautiful glorifications And when he was giving papers at these national assemblies, he impressed people so deeply by his knowledge, by his realization, by his culture. Simply incredible. In fact, he just got his bachelor's degree with so much honors and so much awards that the professors at that university in Texas arranged for him to skip over his master's degree and to immediately go to Cambridge University, one of the top, most influential colleges on the planet, to get his PhD. When I was with Goswami Maharaj the other day, one of the things we discussed was he was explaining how there was this very, very prestigious gathering of the greatest religious scholars in the West. And he was asked to present two papers there. It would have meant so much prestige to his academic career. But at the same time, one of his disciples, her name was Kirti Da, very wonderful, pure-hearted devotee. In fact, I remember a few years ago, I was at Govardhan with Goswami Maharaj and Keshav Bharati at the beautiful ashram that they created there. And we were sitting way, way, way up on the very top platform looking over at Govardhan Hill. It happened to be the Bahulastami, the day of the appearance of Sri Radha Kund. And we were up there talking for hours and hours and hours. And Goswami Maharaj actually called for Kirtita to come up to join us in our discussion. And she sat with us for many hours also. And I could see in her, she really imbibed within her heart the spirit of devotion and dedication that Goswami Maharaj had for his spiritual master. He told me that she was at her last stages of life and she could leave her body at any time. He refused to go to that most prestigious academic function because he made his priority to be with this lady disciple when she left her body. He would spend many hours every day speaking about Krishna to her, chanting the holy names for her. Bringing her to see the deities, Sri Radha Kalachandri. She was the happiest lady in the world, although she was emaciated and dying of cancer. She was crying and saying to the devotees that Guru Maharaj loves me so much. What else can I ask for in my life? And with her Guru Maharaj close by her side, she departed from this world. This was the soft-hearted nature of Goswami Maharaj. One of the very early disciples of Srila Prabhupada who really risked his life to preach was Sudama Maharaj. Sudama Maharaj, due to weak-heartedness, back in the 70s, when Prabhupada was still with us, he left the movement. And he actually fell into many bad habits due to his previous conditionings. He was away from the association of devotees for years and years. And most devotees just didn't want to have anything to do with him because of his lifestyle. He had a terminal disease when it was seen that he was soon going to die. Goswami Maharaj, one of the topmost leaders of our society, not for any official business, but simply out of love and compassion as Prabhupada's representative, went to that isolated place where Sudama Prabhu was laying on his deathbed. When Sudama Prabhu saw Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, perhaps the most powerful leader of our society during Prabhupada's life, when he saw such an exalted person come to him, even in his abominable condition, to help him at the time of death, he cried incessantly. And feeling Prabhupada has personally come through this God brother, he surrendered to Krishna once again. He surrendered to Prabhupada and left this world in perfect Krishna consciousness. That is compassion. In Mayapur, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj was speaking in the memorial service. He was weeping tears of love. Just a couple years ago, it appeared that he was not going to survive. He had acute attack of hepatitis C, liver dysfunction, and his body was in a critical condition. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj traveled thousands of miles for the exclusive, singular purpose to be with Sridhar Maharaj. He was invited for tours of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. He was invited to come to Radha Gopinath Temple. He was invited to come to Radha Ras Bihari Temple. I personally spoke to him on the phone. He said, "I am only here for one reason, to be in the association of my beloved godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj." Just a few days ago, in Delhi, I met Sridhar Maharaj, and he was weeping just thinking how such an important person is this. Had so much feeling and so much love for him at such a time of need. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj loved to be with his God brothers. And his natural humility, he was always consulting his God brothers, always taking their opinions so very, very seriously. When he was at Cambridge University, every time I was in London, whenever he was there in Cambridge, I would usually go to see him. And we would spend one full day together, just talking all day, walking, sitting, taking prasad. He was the most difficult person to cook for because he demanded the highest standards of meticulous expertise. Not out of some sort of ego, but because wherever he was very eager to train people to do things just as Prabhupada wanted. We would sit and take prasad together. I remember one time we were sitting together in Cambridge, and he received a phone call from Dallas. One of his disciples was raped by some drunken person. Young girl. He was so concerned. For hours and hours we were talking about how to best help this girl on every possible level. I was so very impressed to see. She wasn't a great, powerful leader. She was just a simple girl. But Goswami Maharaj, like a loving guru, like a loving disciple, was so concerned for her future in Krishna consciousness. He was always inviting his godbrothers, always going to be with his godbrothers. His Holiness Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who all of us know and love so dearly, was one of Goswami Maharaj's very, very, very dearest friends. And his disciples, seeing his intimate, genuine, loving relationships with his godbrothers and his appreciation for them, learned so much from that. He would praise his godbrothers to his disciples. During the memorial services, practically each and every one of his disciples that spoke, they all expressed how their Guru Maharaj loved and trusted his godbrother so dearly that in his absence they naturally feel such love and trust for his godbrothers to help them in their spiritual lives. Due to his love for his godbrothers and godsisters, they imbibe that same type of faith and respect. It was such a pleasure to be with him. My own relationship with him, we would often meet several times every year. And the exchange of open-hearted dialogue we would have, the expressions of our affection, the expressions of our concerns for Prabhupada's society, brought such immense fulfillment to my heart. Although in every way so senior to me he is, and he will always be, still he treated me always with such kindness, affection, and love. Last year in Janmashtami, in Hungary, New Braj Dham, His Holiness Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj invited me out of his love and kindness. And for hours and hours every day, Goswami Maharaj and I would dance together in kirtan. He was such a beautiful, graceful dancer. One day, just at the beginning of Gaur Aarti, I picked up a mridanga, and he put his hand on the mridanga, and he said, "Please dance with me." And I said, "So I shouldn't play a mridanga?" He said, "No, you should dance with me." That was one of the highlights of my life, to put down the mridanga and dance in the presence of His Holiness Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. In Mayapur Dham, he was expressing to me some of his wonderful, wonderful plans for preaching Krishna consciousness after he received his PhD, which was to take place within a year. In Mayapur, he established a standard which enlivened the hearts of all those fortunate souls who were present. In his room, he would invite his godbrothers, disciples, and anyone else to join in kirtan. In his humility, he wasn't concerned with leading the kirtans. He wanted his godbrothers to lead kirtans. And he was so absorbed in the holy names. They were some of the most incredible kirtans I have ever seen. Some of the senior most members of our society, Brahmananda Prabhu, Tejas Prabhu, Yadubar Prabhu, Abhiram Prabhu, they were attending as Niranjan Swami Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, Shivaram Maharaj, Keshav Bharati Prabhu, they were leading kirtans. And Goswami Maharaj for hours and hours every night would be completely absorbed in the holy name, and it was contagious. Everyone was immersed in the holy names. The kirtans became so big that if you didn't come early, there was no possibility of fitting in the room. So they brought the kirtan to the Panchatattva temple. Hundreds of devotees were assembled every night, totally absorbed in Harinam. Just a day and a half before his departure, the two of us were alone in his room, and the kirtan was going on downstairs. And he kept telling me, again and again in our conversation, that this is the solution to all the problems in the world. We have to come together to sing kirtan. If we can just do this one thing, our society will always be united. Teach devotees to find satisfaction being together, chanting the holy names. Niranjan Swami Maharaj was singing, and he was saying, just hear how all those devotees are longing in separation from Krishna as they chant the holy names. This is where the taste for Krishna will come through Hari Kirtan. This is our history and this is our future, Hari Kirtan. He was saying, if the Bengali devotees of Mayapur see the Western devotees developing who have such a taste to be together to chant the holy names, they will have the greatest respect for us. And there will be such unity. He expressed how it was his desire that such kirtans would be in the presence of Sri Sri Radha Madhava of Mayapur. And by doing that, all the devotees throughout the world would develop such a strong attachment to Sri Sri Radha Madhava and Sri Dham Navadvip Mayapur. Everything will be attained if we just learn to come together as a society to chant the holy name. This was his mood throughout his visit in Navadvip Mayapur
For about 3 weeks, he was propounding and relishing the nectar of the holy name. On his way to Calcutta at about 5 o'clock in the morning, on the disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji and Rasikananda Prabhu, we know that Krishna took his life. The place where he left his body was the most important place in the world for Srila Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya. Phuliagram, just next to Shantipur. That is the place that Srila Haridas Thakur lived in a cave. That cave was personally arranged for him by Sri Advaita Prabhu. It was there in Phulia that Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rescued him. He gave his life. He gave his life to propound the holy name. It was in Phulia that Maya Devi herself appeared as the most beautiful woman to try to tempt Haridas into sense gratification. But due to Haridas Thakur's strong determination to taste the sweetness of the holy name, Maya Devi surrendered to him. Maya Devi became the initiated disciple of Haridas Thakur and begged him for diksha. Hare Krishna. It was at that place of the Namacharya Srila Haridas where he every day chanted at least 300,000 names that Tamal Krishna Goswami departed from this world, completely absorbed in the holy names of Krishna. After weeks of inspiring people from all over the world to take shelter of the holy names, the Namacharya was there to escort him back home, back to Godhead. Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Jagannath Das Babaji Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, commander-in-chief of the Vaishnavas. Goswami Maharaj left this world. Prabhupada's commander-in-chief disappeared from this world on the disappearance day of the commander-in-chief, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So however inconceivable it may appear, we must understand that it was all auspicious. It was the sweet will of the Lord. Some of my dear God brothers and God sisters, they were thinking that during Prabhupada's manifested Leela, whenever something urgent was needed, Srila Prabhupada would generally call on Tamal Krishna Maharaj to drop everything else and come. So it is the feeling of many that Srila Prabhupada called upon Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And he immediately went. It is my sincere conviction that the service that he rendered to Srila Prabhupada, the sacrifice, the love, and the results that he offered to his spiritual master. That Srila Prabhupada has most certainly brought him back home, back to Godhead. At his lotus feet. So although it is a time of great sorrow, it's also a time of great celebration. Because this great Vaishnav has left behind in this world a legacy that will bring hope, faith, and love to so many millions of devotees for generations and generations to come. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was truly Prabhupada's man. Due to his intensely powerful nature, whatever he applied his mind to, it affected so many people's lives. And he proved himself again and again that above and beyond any personal considerations, he was ultimately living his life faithful and loyal to ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, because he knew how dear this society was to Prabhupada, how it was his life's work, how it was Prabhupada's body, and how it was Prabhupada's desire. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj had very deep and dear affection for all of you, the devotees of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. When I would meet him in England or in America, he would praise this temple with such enthusiasm, even though he had never been here. But he was so intelligent, just by what he has heard and what he had seen, directly or indirectly, he just had such confidence and such love for this temple and its devotees. And when he came to this temple, he felt such joy. He felt such confidence that all of you could be so very much instrumental in creating a very spiritually vibrant and prosperous future for our whole society. He expressed this to me on many, many occasions. And many times I would meet his beloved disciples in various places, and they would tell me how their Guru Maharaj was speaking so highly of the temple, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. In fact, after we spoke for about 3 hours that night, he walked me to the door of his room. This is the last words he ever said to me. There was three of his Bengali disciples who were there at the time. He saw the special chapels I was wearing. And he liked them very much. He said, "Those are very nice shoes. Where did you get those shoes? They're sadhu shoes." I said, "They sell them in India. Srinathji's company actually makes them." I said, "Would you like a pair of these shoes?" He said, "Oh, very much. They are sadhu shoes." I said, "What size do you wear?" He said, "Size 10. I said, "Immediately when I go back to Bombay, I will get shoes and bring them to you." He said, "No, no." He said, "I'm planning during Kartik to spend nice time with you at Radha Gopinath Temple in Bombay. At that time, you can give me the shoes." About 30 hours later, he left this world. That evening, those same Bengali disciples, the day that he left, after his memorial services. Let me tell you something about the memorial service. As far as good timing for such a great soul to pass, practically every leader of ISKCON was in Mayapur. What a glorious ceremony there was for him. His body was brought from Fulia, the Ranagat hospital at that area, and brought to Mayapur. There was at the gate of Mayapur thousands of devotees from all over the world in kirtan to greet his body. There was a wonderful, wonderful procession. As all the world's leaders practically were gathered together, shedding torrents of tears of love and separation, as he was the first devotee in the history of ISKCON to be put in samadhi in Sri Mayapur, just beside Srila Prabhupada's Pushpa Samadhi. The next morning, his Bengali disciples came to me weeping tears and said, "Maharaj, our Gurudev wanted those sandals size 10. It was his last desire that he asked of you. Said, could we come to Bombay to accept them on his behalf? We will worship them for the rest of our lives." Those were his last words for me. The night before he left, one devotee, Vishwambar, his disciple, he told him, "I have been going to the Ganga every day for bath. Today I have to pack. You go take your bath. Take you as my representative should take my last bath in the Ganga and offer my last respects to the Ganga." Vishwambar came back and he saw Goswami Maharaj packing his bag so nicely. And Goswami Maharaj, he said, "Tomorrow I am going home." He told several devotees this. "Tomorrow I am going home." Srila Prabhupada brought him home. To one of his disciples, Guru Charan Prabhu from Italy, the night before he told him that you should take shiksha from senior devotees. You should not be dependent on my physical presence, for I may not always be with you. So whether he knew or whether Krishna was speaking through him to give these divine instructions to his dear ones is something very wonderful. So you should all know that Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj had very, very great faith and hope in what all of you in Sri Radha Gopinath Temple will do for Srila Prabhupada Society. And it should be our sincere prayer that his inspiration, his example, and the words that he has shared with us may always remain an inspiring, guiding light, deepening our commitment to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you very much. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Bhakta Rupa Prabhu, would you like to speak something? Huh? Because it's so late, we should have kirtan. Would you like to speak a few words now? Huh?
Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahana Raghunathanutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahana Lalita Shri Vishakhanta Vansha kalpataru bhyasya kripa sindhu bhyevata patitanang pavani bhuvasthani bhu. I am very fortunate that I have got permission from Maharaj that to tell something about Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Because when I was in London, I met Maharaj first time in London. In first meeting, he asked many questions. I astonished. The question was very, very, very important and one able personality can give answer his questions. I don't know. I only bow down. After bow downing to Maharaj, I am returning. Then he called me. I called that person. Then I met him, and he asked many questions regarding Choti, the native place of Thakur Bhakti Vinod. He told the Pokemon Prabhu, you are declaring the Choti, the native place of Thakur Bhakti Vinod. Do you know? He has many houses in Puri, in Calcutta, and in Ranahat, many places. Why Choti will be the native place of Thakur Bhakti Vinod? Very positive. Also, I know something I wanted to tell him. But in short time, I expressed many things, and lastly I expressed, Maharaj, generally we know the in native place, a person has one or many nicknames. So I could not found any nickname in Puri or in Calcutta or in Ranahat, even if in Godrum, but I found one nickname in Choti, that his name was Balua Babu. If a person will not stay in him, many times in that place, how the nickname will come? And now all are telling, though there is no house, nothing there, that this is the Balua Babu's place. One thing. Other thing, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, he went to every place, that is Bhakti Bhavan and Puri, Bhakti Kutir, everywhere he went to the house. But in Choti, he was not entering to the house, always staying in Dasara house, where the Durga Puja is going on. He was always staying in outside of the house because he accepted sannyas. That's why he was not entering to the house. Then Goswami told, Oh, you have told such a way. I will go to Choti. This time I will go. But not only that. Then so many things. I am a very talkative person. When I start, five words, I promise that I will tell. Then, I told not only that. In Orissa, many places. Still, we are not going that places. You know all the scholars, eminent scholars, they are accepting that the forefathers of Srimana Mahaprabhu, they migrated from one place to Srihatta. All are accepting it. But some are not accepting that Mahaprabhu's forefathers, they have come from Jajpur, Orissa. I don't know. I have proved it in my PhD thesis, which was accepted by all scholars. Then I told something. More things. I must go this time to Orissa and will visit all the places. Such a wonderful Maharaj. And asked, Fakir Mohan, you have come to London to take rest. Why are you going to Belgium and France and devotee's house? I told with humbleness, Maharaj, Harikatha is best rest and getting pleasure. Rest means to get pleasure. So I am getting pleasure, that's why I am going. Because when I am staying in Bhubaneswar, I am not that type of person. I am always writing, doing research. Seat is choti and everything. But Maharaj, who nice, heard from Bhaktar Prabhu that Maharaj left this planet. I became upset. Oh, what happened? Yes, Krishna. What Radha Madhav is wanting? We should be satisfied. But mind is not obeying our order. This much, I have nothing to say about it. Mancha kalpataru phasya krupa sindhu prayata patitanam pavadhu vasthu. Jai Tamar Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki. Jai Tamar Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki. Jai Tamar Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nithai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nithai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radhe. Radha Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radhe. Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Shri Mayapur Navadweep Dham Ki. Radha Sham Sundar Radha Sham Sundar Radhe. Je Radha Sham Sundar Radha Sham Sundar Radhe. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Radha Rasbihari Radha Rasbihari Radhe. Sri Radha Rasbihari Radha Rasbihari Radhe. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Je Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Gaur Premanandi. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Gaura Hari.